Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this May 1st, 2023, 8:04 on the clock. James, Melissa, Beth here with you, and we're joined right now by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Good. How are you hanging in there?
Doing all right. I got to get ready for the Met Gala tonight. so a little preoccupied here and everything. What's the weather going to be like for the drive over there, Paul, from Wisconsin to New York? What's that going to be like for me? What's
That's
it looking?
Right. Oh, man. Definitely got some of these rain showers and some wet snow still kind of periodically turning over for some of that today and sleet. We did get some reports even towards Green Bay this morning of about an inch and a half of snow out towards that area on the ground. And certainly to get the heavier amounts, Eagle River, 7.5 inches came in not too long ago, and some 6-inch plus amounts as you get up towards Mellon and Guile, Wisconsin, 10.5 inches. So pretty impressive amounts up that direction. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, nothing like that for us for snowfall on the ground, but still very much a cold, blustery day with some of that rain, snow, some sleet at times here. Highs to about 40 as northwest winds gust about 20 to 35. Now, tonight, still cloudy, still a few rain showers, maybe some mixed precip early, and then down to 33. Northwest winds 20 to 30. Looks like the precip chances subside here as we continue into tomorrow and then Wednesday. 49, though, tomorrow with some lingering clouds. Northwest wind 15 to 25. Partly cloudy 31 Tuesday night. And then mix of clouds and sun Wednesday 60. Getting better as the week goes on. 66 Thursday, partly sunny. 63 Friday, maybe a couple of rain showers in that forecast. And some mid-60s Saturday, a couple more shower chances into the weekend. But, yeah, quite the unusual start to May, to say the least, down there for us today. Yeah.
Paul, I almost cut your mic off early there. I was like, no, we don't need it.
I understand. Yeah.
It's just some weird weather. For you guys, from your perspective, to us it seems weird. Is it weird weather, really, or is this kind of, you know, hey, this happens?
It is weird. I mean, when you get into late April, early May, you know, to have snow that's, you know, getting several inches, not mm-hmm. here, but up in northern Wisconsin, that is highly unusual. I don't remember. I mean, I've been doing this for quite a while, and I really can't remember we know what time we've had this much snow in a system this late in the spring.
Interesting.
Yeah. Somebody needs to find Mother Nature and give her a hug.
Yeah, I think Mother Nature needs a hug. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for everything. We'll talk more tomorrow.
You bet. Sounds good.
Have a good day. best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trombley and the guys, the gang over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Greatly appreciate it. I thought it seemed weird.
Yeah. And I feel so bad for him to have to keep telling people this is what we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that's a real fun feeling when you pull up the forecast or you're writing it up and everything. Yeah. You're like, oh, geez, should I put that part in there? Do I have to do my job?
Don't blame the messenger.
Yeah. We appreciate Paul and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. So I wanted to touch on this one to kick the hour off because we got a lot of fun things lined up this hour. Well, Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and I almost forgot about this. We get to pick the monthly winner. Yeah, Beth does. We'll get to pick the winner for April coming up. So that's going to be fun. And we'll have some new names to celebrate and add to our list for May. But right now, have you ever left something behind in an Uber or into a taxi? Let's open this up not just to Uber, but like in a taxi or a bus or anything like that.
Okay, transportation.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know how much... to be honest, I don't even know if they have Uber in this area or anything like that, but I'm guessing they do, just because it's not necessarily a business. It's something that, you know, you can do off of your, you know, off of an app and everything.
Personal vehicle, yeah.
Yeah, your own personal vehicle and stuff. So I don't know. I'm guessing if we do, it doesn't get used a whole lot.
Right.
And so let's expand this to something even bigger than just Uber. Like, you know, most of us have been in a taxi in our life or taken some kind of public transportation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. City bus.
Yeah. So they released a list of the 10 things that people left behind the most over the past year. And it's an interesting list. So clothing is number one.
Yeah.
If you take off your jacket or your sweater.
Cardigan, yep.
Phones, Yeah. Purses and backpacks, wallets, mm-hmm. headphones, jewelry, keys, mm-hmm. books, laptops, and watches.
Okay.
Wow.
Uber also shared some of the weird things people left behind over the past year. And that's what we're all about around here, right. Weird.
Yes.
We embrace our weird around here.
We do.
This includes a Danny DeVito Christmas ornament.
Oddly specific.
Yeah. A fog machine.
Okay.
Some band is really upset right now.
Yep.
Some band, their closing number was not nearly as good as the encore.
The party encore just did not go over.
Yep, didn't go over. Same. a unicycle.
Okay.
16 ounces of fake blood. Okay. That same show was really bad.
Yeah.
They forgot the smoke machine and the fake blood. A green foam Statue of Liberty crown.
Hmm.
A lightsaber.
Okay.
A few hamsters. Oh, that ain't right. That ain't right.
A few hamsters.
That's wrong. Oh. That's just wrong.
That poor Uber driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six cheesecakes.
Wow.
Wow. Just that's
very. That was that Uber driver's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That worked out. I had to eat them. They were going to go bad.
Sorry.
They were. And an ankle monitor. Now, what the what? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
How'd they get it off?
That doesn't. I don't know. That's obviously breaking the law and everything. It's also borderline impressive to me. It's also. Like,
you know, the
just
person.
Gonna leave this here.
Exactly. That, you know, when the cops show up, the cops, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm not under arrest. What?
Somebody left behind a pregnancy test. And
was it positive?
I don't know. It doesn't say if it was used or not. I do think it's funnier if it was used. I do think it's funnier. Nope, I'm not acknowledging that. Nope. I don't know about this one. I can't think of anything I've ever left and I've taken a lot of taxis mm-hmm. in my life, a lot of public transportation. Can't think of leaving anything behind. I do remember oftentimes forgetting something at school
mm-hmm.
And getting on the bus or walking home and getting home realizing, oh, I forgot it. I forgot my homework quite a few times, but I never said to my teacher that I forgot my homework. I never did. I never thought they'd believe me.
Right.
I just didn't even think it was. If I had grown up with a dog, I guarantee you, at some point, my dog would have eaten my homework, and I would have never told anybody.
Nope.
I just wouldn't have expected anybody to believe me.
Right.
I just like, no, it's not. The dog's just looking at me, all
it's
laughing.
Too cliche.
Yeah, it's too cliche. Exactly, Melissa. Yes, it's just too cliche. There's no way it would happen, or no way anybody would believe me at
right.
least. But I can't. Have you guys ever forgotten anything? It doesn't even have to be at a taxi. Or anything, just necessarily kind of forgotten something.
I always forget my like jackets or sweaters or cardigans, and often at the studio there, and Pam keeps them safe for me.
See, and I've made it my habit to look back and double check and all of that, but I find it's not necessarily forgetting. It falls out, and I haven't realized that it's fallen out. The first time that I traveled alone without Roan, he was an infant, a baby. I had to come back out, took the train. I brought one of his and probably his favorite rattle, or one that was similar. Came back, went to find it, could not. Be found.
That's the worst time too.
And luckily there was one that I could go back and buy, and he did not know the difference. And thank God he's in school because he doesn't even remember the story. So
that's good.
But yeah, I mean,
nobody tell him.
No, shh, it's a secret.
Oh yeah, this is all between us. Everybody, keep this between yourselves and everything.
But that's what I find.
That's
more
harsh.
Often than more often than not, it's that it's stuffed in a pocket that it can easily fall out of, or I leave a bag open, didn't realize I left the bag open, and something falls out without me realizing it, rather than me, you know, having it, and like Melissa, taking off a cardigan and not you know, forgetting I've taken it off and going back So
I think that's not as much our fault as it is being living in Wisconsin.
You have to dress in layers.
You have to dress for all four seasons.
You do.
You wake up in the morning and it's one type of weather. Then by mid-afternoon, it's a different type of weather. And by night, it's back to a different type of weather.
Well, you think about it. We've got like a 30 to 40 degree span.
Yes.
Degree span that we're going through in a day. So
swings.
Yep.
When you move to Wisconsin, they should give you a vehicle that has a closet in the back. That you could it would take care of
comes
all this.
Comes with a wardrobe.
There you go.
I don't need all this tech gadget stuff and everything. Just give me a closet in my vehicle. That's all I'm asking for. Science. That's all.
Space for hangers. Yep.
I did pull up from mentalfloss.com, and we've done this kind of conversation before a little bit, but the weirdest things people have found, like taxi drivers and Uber drivers have found and stuff, like multiple bundt cakes and some mac and cheese. To be specific, this person says it was 22 bundt cakes in a pan of macaroni and cheese. How do you forget that?
Yeah.
How do you...
That's pretty... Yeah, ooh. You'd have...
I just realized
very
how you
disappointed.
Yeah, I did just realize how you forget that little ones.
Yep.
If you have kids and you're trying to wrangle them in, you're lucky if your head is on still. You're like, where did I put my head? I forgot it somewhere. A bulletproof vest. The passenger listed it as an FBI bulletproof vest. Forgetting that, it does seem like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
That seems like a very bad idea. How about a corset? Somebody found a corset in there. Somebody found a painting of Kate Middleton. And, that's just...
All right.
Do we know that they didn't just leave it? A unicorn tail and a pinata.
Mm. All right.
Party favors.
Mm-hmm.
An autographed image from Beauty and the Beast.
Somebody was very disappointed.
Yeah, somebody's going to be really upset to lose that one. A popcorn bucket from Disney World.
Yep.
Okay. Another Disney fan lost their popcorn bucket, and then isn't somebody wrote on there, isn't it just trash, but they're collectibles or something?
They are. Because they've now you can buy a bucket and then get it refilled for a deeply discounted price in the parks. So you can either do it, but it's specific to either the resorts or the parks or things like that. So yeah, they become worth something.
Just burning through this list to see a good one to wrap up on. I'm seeing tons of meat. Tons of people. Like the most consistent thing is people leaving meat, forgetting meat in the car. Yeah. Like there's ground beef I got here. There's we already had a couple of them. Raw chicken, a significant quantity of frozen meat. This person says, included fresh shrimp, sushi, all kinds of stuff.
Maybe they're misinterpreting it. Maybe that was the tip.
Yeah, that's it. That'd be a perfect tip for my dad. He'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
And finally,
Barber system alive and well.
A mannequin head.
What?
Imagine you dropping your fare off, and you're driving and stuff, and you look back in the rear of your mirror, there's just mannequin head just staring at you. That ain't right.
Or if your seats are high enough, it rolls underneath to the footwell of the passenger side.
Even better, it would be too big, I'm sure, but it'd be even funnier if it was small enough to roll under the seats.
Yeah, exactly. From the back seat into the passenger seat. Yep.
Not so great for the driver. Terrifying.
Why did that driver swerve?
Where's the technology for that?
He grabs it and throws it out the window.
I want my vehicle to be able to stop a mannequin head from the... Taking a break. Coming back with some Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do right now is do some celebrating, and we encourage you to head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. And if you're celebrating a birthday, let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yum.
Yes, pie.
It's a pretty sweet deal right there. Big thank you to our friends over at Misty's. And one of the things that Misty's does with their sponsoring of this segment is every month we get to draw a winner and send them over to get there to get some free Misty's menu food. Our winner for every month receives two lunches and two pieces of pie from Misty's. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty sweet deal just for having a birthday or anniversary. But the tough part is, of course, having to grab a qualifier. Last month, we had 30 qualifiers. A big shout out to everybody.
Yay!
Thank you so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. That worked out really good. We appreciate you doing that. Now we need to pull a winner, though. Here is the tough part. We need to pull ourselves a winner. So, Beth, I need a 1 through 30.
We're going to go with the middle, 15.
Hey, that's a good one. Ooh. Nice job. I like that. So that is going to give us, let me see here. Here we go. Randy and Vic Balco. Randy and Vic Balco.
Congratulations.
Celebrating
their anniversary. They on the 8th, they celebrated their anniversary. So congratulations to them. I'm going to just make sure I get that down there. All right. There we go. So we have ourselves our winners for the month of April. And a big shout out to Randy and Vic Belko.
Yay. Congratulations.
And
thanks to whoever got us their names.
Yes, thank you.
Do greatly Keep appreciate that. We want you to send us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well, just like our page on Facebook, and direct message us right from there. I have three possible qualifiers right now. So, Melissa, give me a 1 through 3.
I'm going to choose 1.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into things. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Pam's nephew, Brian.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Brian Fache of Kimberly, Wisconsin. Brian's a good kid, and we're wishing him a good birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Teresa Barnes.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a good one. Enjoy your day. Also, a happy anniversary. We got a couple anniversaries left. Butch and Debbie Fensel.
Happy anniversary.
Butch and Deb, we hope you have a fantastic anniversary. Enjoy. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 47th anniversary.
Oh, yay. 47.
Oh, that hits the heart. That's good. Ron and Elaine Herman.
Congratulations,
Ron and Elaine.
Yeah.
We hope you guys have a fantastic anniversary. Thank you so much for celebrating with us. And enjoy. And you're our qualifiers.
So keep listening all month long. See who your competition is.
Nice. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see. Right out the gate. Darius McCray is 47. He was Eddie Winslow on Family Matters.
Okay.
Let's see here. Julie Benz is 51. Rita Bennett on Dexter. Sci-fi fans may know her from Defiance and Angel and No Ordinary Family. She's a good actor. I liked her. She was a good actor. She is a good actor. Yeah. The great Wes Anderson is 54 today. Amazing writer, director of Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums, The Isle of Dogs, and one of my daughter's favorite movies, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, okay.
One of the more quirky, interesting directors of our time. If you are looking for a great, like, romantic comedy, or not comedy necessarily, but romantic movie, I think it's one of the best, more modern romantic movies. Punch Drunk Love.
Oh.
Adam Sandler stars in it. It's his first kind of serious role. And you've never seen him like this in that since, even. He's done more serious work since, but not like this one. Philip Seymour Hoffman gives an amazing performance. It's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's such an interesting love story, and it's such an interesting side of Adam Sandler that you don't normally see. And it's incredible directing by Wes Anderson, right? Okay. Just a very, very good director. Mr. Tim McGraw is 56 today.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, big happy birthday to Mr. McGraw. I've talked about this before. I don't know his music that well, but I know him as an actor, and I like him as an actor. I think he's a sneaky good actor. I don't think people expect a lot from musicians as actors oftentimes. Right. I noticed this with David Bowie back in the day, that people never seem to give him credit for his acting. And it's like, David Bowie's way better than average actor. Like, Roger Daltrey just came up earlier that we were talking about. Beth and I were talking about off-air and stuff. Roger Daltrey, I think, I've always thought he was a very better than average actor. And Tim McGraw, just same light, same kind of thing.
And his singing is phenomenal.
Is. Every time I hear Don't Take the Girl, I cry.
Yes.
Every time.
And Live Like You Were Dying, which was about his dad. It touches the heart.
Good storyteller.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, Melissa, because that is one thing I do know about him. He's a great storyteller, great songwriter. And he married to
Faith Hill.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Still together, by the way.
Yeah. That's impressive. Just when any couple stays together nowadays, I almost feel that way.
Because I think they've been married more than 20 years.
Yeah. Ray Parker Jr. is 69. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
What a great line.
Yeah.
What a great line. Yeah. Man, was that a hit.
And apparently faced a plagiarism lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how good of a line it was.
Yeah.
Dan Florek is 73. Captain Cragen on Law & Order SVU.
Ooh,
okay. He was so good on that show. I think they brought him back, too, for a little while. But I really liked him. I always liked him on that show. Rita Coolidge is 78. Biggest hit, Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher and Higher.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I love that song. Now, that's one of those songs, every time I hear it, it gets me in a good mood. I love that song. She also used to share herself. She also used to work with and I believe was married with Stephen Stills. She wrote Cherokee and Sugar Babe. Or he wrote Cherokee and Sugar Babe about her.
Okay.
Interesting. And that is going to do it for our celebrity list. But one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's nephew, Brian.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Brian, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Teresa, happy birthday to Teresa.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Butch and Deb. Anniversary to Butch and Deb Fensel.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 47th anniversary, Ron and Elaine Herman.
Happy anniversary and congratulations.
Congratulations.
And one more time, we want to wish a very happy anniversary from last month.
Yeah.
To our qualifiers, Randy and Vic Balco.
Yeah. Our winners. Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's Randy or Vicky, and I apologize if I'm not saying if the I is missing, like it might be a typo. I really apologize for that, but either way, it doesn't matter. Vicky, you're winning that free Misties.
Yep.
It's yours. They can't take that from you. A big shout out, of course, to our friends at Misty's Menu for sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate them. You are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stedway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to take a break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good start to your Monday out there, everybody. Happy May. Beginning of a new month. Everything.
We're
Melissa.
A third of the way done with the year already.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is insane. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. 8:33 on the clock. And if you think that isn't a then-y right story, the whole we're already through a third of the month and everything, here's a that-ain't-right one for you. What would you do if you were about to take off and saw this out the window? How many people remember or saw the old old Twilight Zone episode of the Gremlin out on the plane? You know, and only he can see it. And every time, you know, he tries to call somebody over to look and it's gone and all that kind of thing. Like, I think that episode pops in my head right away with this story. Have you seen the video where a Spirit Airlines worker supposedly is duct tapes a plane engine back together? Someone posted it on TikTok the other day. It's shot from inside the plane and shows a guy pulling a bunch of tape, putting a bunch of tape on one of the engines. The woman filming it says she's never flying Spirit again.
Wow.
So are they really using duct tape to fix planes? The answer is no. But they are using tape, and it's actually a common thing all airlines do. It's called speed tape, and it's made of heavy-duty aluminum. The FAA says it's used to, quote, temporarily, it's used, quote, for temporary minor repairs to non-constructional aircraft components. A spokesman for Spirit said they confirmed with engineers that it was speed tape, and that an aviation expert told the Associated Press that it's commonly used to temporarily seal a gap. So it's not a big deal. It's also used on race cars.
Okay.
It turns out the video isn't actually new, by the way. It was shot at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey back in 2021.
Okay.
A lot of these things are just making sometimes these things don't make the rounds right away and all that.
Takes a little time to go viral.
Yeah.
Or they just come back around again.
Yeah.
If we're ever going to get the airlines to act right, and to treat, you know, to really get flying done better. Some airlines do it better than others and all that. We all understand that now. Mm-hmm. I think that I've not heard of one airline that has not had complaints, though. I have not heard of one airline that hasn't done something wrong or done something that has cost them or hurt them numbers or anything. The way we only have a handful of these. So what tends to happen is we badmouth one or one gets some bad press and the others rise up and then they do something.
Right.
So then they mess up and then that other company that was down for a while, we forget about that and they come back up. And it's just this weird kind of like game that we've been playing with the airlines forever. If we're ever going to get them to fix a lot of this stuff and to make a lot of this stuff better, we can't be crying wolf.
Right.
The stories we have heard over the last couple of years of knuckleheads in the air, acting like fools in airplanes, being thousands and thousands of miles up in the air. Like, this is a privilege we have. This is not a birthright. This isn't guaranteed for us or anything. I'm not saying that it's something that could get taken away, but does anybody feel confident saying it couldn't?
Right.
Like, I mean, it's not that different to me than if you are a drunk driver. You forfeit your ability to drive. You have given that up. You've chosen drinking over driving. You've chosen your personal luxury or enjoyment over other people's safety. It's a similar thing with this. You know, you're in the skies. Act right. Mm-hmm. Treat people right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it needs to be that difficult or anything. The longest flights you can be on are going to end. Be patient. Get through it. Mm-hmm. And every time we bark about something that an airline does, that makes it harder for them to hear, for us to be heard by society or by them or anybody. When we actually do have a real complaint,
mm-hmm. right.
They're easy to pick on. It's very easy to pick on them, and I do it too. There are plenty of things that I think are foolish that the airline does or what have you or anything. But, I mean, we got to choose our battles wisely mm-hmm. here, and if we're barking about everything, it's just a crying wolf situation. They're right. never going to hear us when we actually do need to be heard.
Right. I mean, I would freak out if I were looking out the window of my own plane, because that's the question I would have. Is this the plane that she is currently on waiting to take off? Or is she watching them do this on a different plane that maybe they're doing maintenance work on?
But then ask, I would ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask one of the flight attendants, are they actually putting tape on the engine?
Yeah.
I with as much as I talk about acting, maybe this is surprising to some, but I am not a scene person. I don't like in public making a scene. Mm-hmm. I do everything I can to avoid that kind of stuff. I don't like my business in the street. I don't like people I don't like it. So I am the last person to, excuse me, waiter, there's a fly in my soup or something I'll tell the waiter, but I'm not going to make a big scene out of it or anything like that. This one, I am at a 10. Like, if I actually thought this was happening, because the first thing I would do is what Melissa said. I don't think this had to be even something that was talked about. This lady could have solved this by talking to the flight attendant. Mm-hmm. That's stewardesses and that are there not just to hand you a little bag of peanuts. They're there to answer questions. They're there to calm you. They have a very difficult job, and most of them that I've run into are very good at it. Let them do their job.
Right.
Once I get the answer that maybe she tells me it's just tape or something like that. Yes. I am walking up and down the aisles. I am making a huge scene. Like, they're using duct tape to paint the wings together or something. Like, I'm losing my mind on that one. So much so to the point where I'm off that flight.
Exactly.
There's no way I'm flying that plane. Like, whatever's waiting for me on the other destination, they're going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm taking a train or a bus or something. I'm not flying. that is for darn sure. But this can get answered by asking questions.
Yeah.
So much in life can just be figured out if you just talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You're so afraid of that person walking down the street because of the look they have or all of these things and stuff. Smile at them once. Wave at them once. See what happens.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee you're going to get that back.
Yeah,
absolutely. And a lot of times it's about that 5 seconds of fame. Too.
Yep.
Oh, with this stuff? Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yes. There are so many people out there just begging for that 15 seconds of fame. Andy Warhol was right at the time. He just didn't, adjust to inflation. It's not 15 minutes anymore. It's 15 seconds. That's and that some people, that's all that this is for. That's all any of these things are for. You're absolutely right, Melissa. Let's take a break on that one. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun. I want to get into people being duped by these quiet masks. We've been waiting to touch on that one. We'll get into that and plenty more fun stuff coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Got Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. As we get into this next topic here, I thought this was an interesting one. The fact that the internet fell for this is great, but now more than a few people want someone to actually make it. A fake baby product called Baby Mute went viral this week. It's a mask you strap on your kid's head to muffle their crying.
Oh, no.
It is, I'm showing this to Beth. anybody seen the Dark Knight Returns with Bane?
The
villain Bane. Every baby would look like Bane.
Oh my gosh, it looks like a pseudo gas mask.
I broke the bat. I broke the bat. Baby mute is what it's called. Every baby would look like me, Bane.
A fake website for it claims it quiets the sound of their cries of 87%. You can check it out at babymute.com. At first glance, it does look legit. There's a photo of a kid wearing one and another that shows in the packaging. The tagline is, muzzle your baby during long flights and movie nights. If you try to order, it says they're already sold out. There's also a Q&A section, some five-star reviews, and two photos of doctors who supposedly helped develop the mask. The doctors' names are a big tip-off it's fake because they are both R-rated names we can't get into.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The site says a guy named Brad Goss is behind it, and that part is true. He's a comedian from Canada who posted a link to Instagram on Tuesday. It went viral after someone posted a screenshot on Reddit. A lot of people who fell for it got angry because it didn't seem safe or they thought it was cruel. Brad says the whole thing was supposed to be a joke. He made the site using ChatGPT and created his images with another AI program called Midjourney. Comedians have been doing a lot of different things, especially in the modern age with social media and stuff, to try to get noticed or to try to, you know, get gigs and all that and everything. I've never heard of somebody going so far for a joke.
Right.
It feels like more than a joke here. Like, it feels like somebody that was just trying to mess with people. Like, not even like there's comedy, and there's certainly insult comedy and different versions of it that can be a little bit meaner or a little darker or what have you. This seems like a joke that only he was going to laugh at. Like that only he knew the gig. An inside joke that he's the only one that has the inside of.
Right.
Like he just wanted to make himself laugh, which is the opposite of being a comedian. I've never heard a good comedian say that. If I make myself laugh, it's a good joke. Like most comedians I know, and I know a lot of comedians, they could care less if they find something funny. It's if their friends, their audience, whoever they're trying their jokes out on, do. This is about him. This going back to that 15 seconds of fame, I don't think this was trying to make people laugh. I think this was trying to get his name out there and get some, you know,
it
cheap
sounds almost
fame.
More like getting people outraged because that you don't, you don't muzzle a baby.
No.
Well,
and that's
you shouldn't
fear.
Even muzzle dogs.
No, you shouldn't.
It's one of those things that there are people out there that might want to try and create their own version of this and to the detriment and safety of the child.
Well, this was our problem during the pandemic when you had people, especially people very high up, saying, hey, I know a cure. Just inject this into yourself.
Right.
And then you got a bunch of morons doing it. And I'm sorry I'm not supposed to use that word, but what else am I supposed to call a person that puts bleach into their body? Like, why do we have these words if we're not going to use them for the purposes like this? I'm sorry that you trusted the wrong person, but we shouldn't have been putting bleach in ourselves. Your first clue that you shouldn't listen to that person, they ain't got a doctor in front of their name.
Right.
Like, that seems like pretty right away. I don't care if it was my own mother telling me to do something. Mm-hmm. Mom, when did you get your doctorate? You haven't? Okay. Sorry. I love you. I trust you. I believe you in everything except this.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to trust you on this one.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. So, this kind of stuff also adds fuel to that kind of fire and stuff. We have to be smart about these things and better with our comedy. This isn't comedy. This is just trying to rile people up, arousal people, or dig on people. I don't see the comedy in this. Mm-hmm. I don't see the joke in it. And I'm not trying to be overly serious with it because I think on its surface, like if you were telling this joke. Okay. I'm not no website, no nothing like that. You're just an edgy comedian talking about, hey, I got this product I invented and it's part of your bit. I got no problem
with that.
That's
a little different.
That's very different. That's completely different. That's the essence of comedy is extremism.
And it's a different platform.
Yeah.
Right.
And going extreme with the comedy. Like, that's a lot of comedy nowadays. I go, I start at a 5 and I go to a 10, that kind of thing. We get that, you know, that. this is, again, this is too far for that. It's a mm-hmm. step too far to where the joke, it's one of those things, you ever laugh at something and then you realize what you're laughing at? It feels like that all, like, but him alone did that. Mm-hmm. Like, he was having mm-hmm. this and it just for him. Like,
well, and it would have been different if he would have said, in development, I have this idea, and then put it out there rather than actually making it look like this is a product that is yeah. available for people.
I do like the idea of Baby Bane, though. I love the idea of babies talking like this. That mother, I would like some milk.
Mothers would appreciate that, too, if they could be that clear at that age.
Right. Communicate their thoughts and feelings, sure.
Absolutely. I need a palate cleanser after that.
Yes.
We're going to get to some good stories when we come back. And we, of course, still will have our local good stories later mm-hmm. and some good stories of the day we wrap up on. But after that one, I need some. We're going to get some good stories when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, James here, 8:51 on the clock. I'm going to take you right to the top of the hour where CBS News will catch up on all your world news. And then we will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes, we will.
The fantastic show Melissa works so hard on. We're looking forward to that coming up. A great episode for you. And after that, we're going to be joined by our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update. Talk with Bill about all things veteran-related in our area here. Always a good feeling having Bill in studio mm-hmm. and talking to Bill. We're looking forward to that.
He's a great guy.
We will have during the 9 o'clock hour also a little bit of entertainment news, touch on some Danny Wright stuff, good stories of the day, plenty of stuff coming up for you. Mm-hmm. Right now, I wanted some good stories.
Yes.
And I've got a ton of them that I just kind of have sitting in a folder on my desk here, on my laptop, and thought I could get into some silly topic or whatever. Let's get into some good stories.
Okay.
I'm just going to do some quick hits here. A state trooper in Utah got into a head-on crash on purpose to stop a wrong-way driver.
Wow.
The 62-year-old driver suffered minor injuries, but he'll be okay. The trooper wasn't hurt.
Good. Ooh. Wow. That's bravery right there.
Yeah. And you talk about those kind of things that you have to think of, and you got 10 seconds mm-hmm. maybe to think that out, mm-hmm. to think that through and everything. Very impressive.
Wow.
A vet in Pennsylvania saved a poodle named Toodles.
Cute.
How have I never heard of a poodle named Toodles? So good.
That's perfect.
So good. The poodle accidentally somehow overdosed on opioids. They gave him Narcan, and he's already made a full recovery. It sounds like his owner may have been using fentanyl, but Toodles is now being put up for adoption. Yeah, it's bad enough. You want to hurt yourself. You want to take yourself down. That's one thing. You mm-hmm. know, but hurting anybody else or any other living creature, that ain't right. A deaf woman in the UK has a 2-year-old cat named Zebby. Again, great name. Great name. I feel like I've been naming animals wrong my whole life. Zebby, who alerts her when her phone rings or there's a strange sound in the house. The cat doesn't have any formal training. The extra help is just a role he has taken on. That's a big enough deal to make Zebby one of the 12 finalists for National Cat Awards.
Good for Zebby.
That's awesome.
Did anybody know that there is a National Cat Awards?
No.
I'm looking at this right now. National Cat Awards. Our National Cat Awards are an annual celebration of the companionship of cats. The National Cat Awards finalists have been selected, and it's time to vote. Oh, and they got a bunch of different options here you can vote for. There is Family Forever, sponsored by Sherp's Pet Care, celebrating cats that go the extra mile for families. Cat colleagues for all those working cats, the cats that you know stick with you through your mm-hmm. shift of 9 to 5. Moggy Marvels. Look no further for jaw-dropping tales of Moggy brilliance. These three felines prove that that's a great list. Cats.org.uk. Cats.org is where you can go.
Okay,
and then you can vote. That's cute.
Yeah. That was really cool. I encourage people to do that. That's fun. Michigan State's Dairy Center has started holding monthly cow petting events. These are to help people de-stress.
Yeah.
I have to tell my youngest about this. I got to tell Izzy about this.
Oh, absolutely.
They started doing it for their teaching staff a few months ago. It was so popular, they decided to open it up to the public.
Wow.
Cool.
I remember being a little kid, and my first time ever on a farm was moving up here, and my nan and papa had a friend from bowling that ran a farm, and so they bring me there because, our grandson's never experienced a farm. We got to bring him there. And I got there, and I did not get the right experience of farm life. For me, it seemed fun. It seemed very interesting. It seemed like an open zoo. Like a zoo where the doors were open, you know, and these animals could just kind of like freely run around wherever they wanted. And the calmness I felt on the farm. And even to this day, when I look at farm animals or anything like that, I have this calmness to me. Now, any farmer will tell you it's not a very calm job. It's not a very but for me, that's what I got out of it was this very calm and relaxing feeling. And cows, goats, chickens, all these things. Like, these are not necessarily calm animals, but for some reason, for me, that's what I got as a little kid, and I just still do.
And they are good. They do make good pets if you spend time with them.
Yeah.
And we're blessed that here in Rapids, we've got the zoo, so that if you need that presence of animals to calm you down, go visit the zoo.
I do encourage people to do that as soon as they open their doors. I'm looking forward to getting over there as soon as I can.
It's coming up quick.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to get into this one, too, especially for anybody, the real estate people out there. Maybe JR's listening, might want to, check this out. Mm-hmm. Comes to us from UPI.com. They have a Scottish island for sale with an asking price of just $188,000. That's it.
Just for the island?
Yeah, you guys want to pool together and purchase this?
Sure, money together.
Sounds like an idea, huh?
How big is it, though?
An isolated private island off the coast of Scotland is for sale. Barlacoa Island, a 25-acre uninhabited island about 6 miles from the nearest town of Gatehouse of Fleet, is being listed on this GalbraithGroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
The island contains a flood pond to support the local wildlife during the winter months, but no buildings or services. The listed agency said Barlacoa Island is part of the Borg Coast Site of Special Scientific Interest, which means its natural areas are protected by the British government. Listing agent David Corey said any buyer seeking to bring power to the island would not be able to connect to any energy grid, but they would likely be able to install solar panels or other off-grid technologies.
Okay.
They told the Times the island has been renowned for centuries as a place of unique landscape and natural light, a feature which attracted many artists to the area in the 19th and 20th centuries. So a lot of our artists went out that way to do some of this. The island can be reached on foot during a low tide, but a boat would be required during high tide. The Pebble Beach is a delight and the perfect base to explore the island, partake in some cold water swimming, or to anchor a boat and enjoy a waterside picnic.
All right.
Interesting.
I don't obviously have the money for something like this, but there's almost no scenario you could give me where, hey, here's an island and I'm not taking it. Like, okay, here's an island, but you can't put any tech on there. And you had me at island. Like, I'm done. I'm good. Like, I'll figure it out. You know, whatever it is, I'll figure it out. Yeah, but there's this species on there that likes to eat. I'll figure it out. Just give me the island. Just give me the island and I'll work everything else out from the long run. I'm just speaking for me here.
Gotcha. But how many of us have had that thought? Oh, if I could just live on an island.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. Never hear from me again. Never hear from me again. But you really want to get rid of me, people. This is the way to do it. Get me an island. There you go. There you go. My email starts flooding.
To be, it's not a bad asking price.
No. If you're going to buy an island, is not a bad asking price. Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll come back with the Kitchens Open and our monthly Veterans Update with Bill Heck on Morning Show here at WFHR.